Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode the same way we start every episode, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about? Thank you for having me. You're welcome.
My name is Chantel, and I am not new to Fort McMurray. I've been here for 16 years.
Okay.
And we love it here. I grew my family here. I have two kids and my husband. We came from Newfoundland. And just my husband came out here first and thought it was a great fit for us, so we decided to move, and we've been here ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But you're here today, and we're going to talk about that as well. But you have a small business here in town.
I do have a small business. It's called Wags and Whiskers. It is an all-natural dog and cat treat product. We make everything from scratch, all-natural products, stuff that you would get out of your own pantry.
Okay.
So you could actually eat them yourself. I kind of munch on them quite a bit.
Okay.
And okay. I haven't started barking, so we're
okay,
all good.
So you're good. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Scooby snacks.
Oh, Scooby, yeah, snacks. Scooby snacks. Yeah. Nothing okay. wrong with Scooby snack.
So I think I've seen your product before. Where do you guys have anywhere that you place it in town?
We actually do. We're in Corridor Shop and Vents.
That's why. Why I've seen it before, because we did a bunch of videos down at the Corridor.
Oh, nice.
We filmed, I don't know, like 10 or 15 when they first opened down there. Because one of the title sponsors, sponsors for the episode, Carrie from Patchouli Rose, her stuff is down there.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
right.
So that's why I've seen your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we have our dehydrated. Not all of our products are down there yet.
Okay.
The owner is looking for a deep freeze for us. We need to keep our chewy products, which is our signature product, in the deep freeze.
Okay.
So when we make it, we package it, and then it's deep freeze for up to 6 months of date.
Right.
So they last longer. The bag don't usually last that long because the dogs go through them quickly.
That's right.
But you can keep the bag up to 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's our date in mind.
Yeah.
But you can probably go longer, but we prefer to say 6 months to be safe.
Okay. So I'm going to ask some stupid questions now.
Go ahead.
I actually was at a Norell Toyota day, and one of the guests was like, sometimes you ask some questions and you act like you don't know. Like, are you acting? I'm like, no, I don't know a lot of things. So
I can confirm that.
That's right. And so this might seem like an asinine question, but it's a legit question.
Yeah.
I know nothing about dogs.
Like, okay.
Anything about dogs. So yeah, Tanner's laughing because he's like, oh, I know this is going to be ridiculous.
You're nervous around dogs.
I am nervous around dogs. So when it comes to feeding dogs, like meals and having treats, like I don't understand it. I don't get it.
So first of all, on our product, we have a disclaimer that these do not substitute food.
Okay.
So animals need their food
right
before treats. Treats are just an incentive, like to if they've done well or if they did a treat, like if they did a trick, you give them a treat. If you know what I mean? So we definitely have that disclaimer on our bag saying, you know, this does not substitute for food.
Okay.
It is not food. It is food, but it's just a treat.
Right. So here comes a stupid question. Like, after a meal,
yeah,
like I like to have dessert.
Yeah, same thing.
Would this be like the equivalency?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so dogs are, they're animals. They're human, like just like we are. So they like dessert, basically.
They love dessert.
And so, like, what is constitutes like a dog treat? Like, what is in their flavor palette that they like?
So, from my experience of having dogs my entire life, peanut butter is one of the best things that you could give a dog. So
my dog hates peanut butter.
Oh, really?
I put peanut butter all over a piece of bacon. She will not touch it.
Well, I'd love to give you one of our treats to try with her.
I will give it to my mom and let you know, because she hates, like, she will not touch it.
Yeah.
Really?
Because
most dogs, you
peanut butter.
Yeah, there's a toy called a Kong.
Yeah.
That you can get, and you fill them with peanut butter or treats or anything, and then they spend hours licking the thing out.
It's like three balls stacked on top of each other that gets smaller.
Okay.
And like a dog can't get its mouth in there, but it can get its tongue in there.
Yeah.
So you can either put like a hard treat or like soft treat and wait till it like crunches it up, and it's like a stimulating toy for the dog to like hunt. Quote unquote, you know, and try to like get its food in a fun way.
Yeah, and they spend hours at it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, they'll clean it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So peanut butter is another one. What's some other flavors that
bananas? Bananas are really good. Blueberries.
Yeah.
We do all kinds of fruit. We do meat based as well. We do a bacon cheeseburger is one of our top sellers.
Okay.
We do beef bone marrow, which we roast our own bones and blend all the marrow up and all the fat and goodness, and we use that in our treats. So our treats are really healthy for the dogs. Like, we use flax seed, we use whole wheat flour. It's just all things good for animals. We put vitamin E in it, you know there's everything. It's we think a lot of the health of the dogs.
So how did you guys start with, and when I say you guys, just so everybody knows, like, she does have a business partner, Silent business partner, but how did you guys come up with this idea?
She's there.
Yeah.
Her name is Kimberly, and we've been best friends for years, and she suffered with some mental illnesses a while back, and one of the recommendations from her doctor was to do something that she loved to do. And so one of the things she loved mostly was baking cakes. And cupcakes, and she's really good at it. So she started doing that, and then got bored of it and said, you know what, I'd like to look into dog treats.
Okay.
Because we loved animals, and you know, it wouldn't be nothing for us to go to a dog park just to visit somebody else's pets, because up here we didn't have the time to have our own. She has a cat, but we love dogs too.
Right.
So
she has a roommate.
So we just said, you know what, let's do our research. And we started researching dog treats, and we come up with a chewy treat, which is delicious.
Yeah.
And we started going to dog parks and handing them out and asking, you know, owners if they would like to try our treats. And we told them what was in it. And even on our labeling, we have all the ingredients listed. It's all normal products.
Right.
No dog food, no nothing like that.
That's right.
Just all natural.
Yeah.
And they started loving the treats at the dog parks. So people expected us some days and actually used to give us money. And so we took the money and put it towards more products and started making more and more. And
right.
We went from there. And it was during pre-COVID. Like, it was before COVID happened.
Okay.
And then we said, you know, it would be nice to make a business of it. But because of COVID, everything crashed. And she has severe OCD.
Yeah.
And she just decided that it wasn't for her.
That's right.
So we said, okay, well, let's just stop. And
yeah.
And we did random baking still, because it was good for her mentally.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where the cookie came from.
And so now you guys picked it up after COVID?
After COVID.
So you started up
so
again.
So I took sick.
Yeah.
I had a surgery which didn't go well, and I came off work. So back last summer, I came off completely, and I decided to quit. And I said, okay, like, you know, what am I gonna do? Like, just thinking. And then she's like, why don't you do the dog treats?
That's right.
She said, you'd be great at it. She said, it's something that you love doing. She said, you learned. She said, when we were doing it, I taught you how to bake it. And she said, you know, like, we could do it together. She said, I can help you. She said, I just don't want to be in it right now.
That's
fine. Like, and I'm comfortable with that, because she's teaching me.
That's right.
Plus, it's giving her some something to do.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so, me and Tanner.
Yeah.
This is something for us to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only thing for us.
That's right.
So, yeah. So we went from there. And then January came of this year, and we had just started, like, just playing with it, getting new recipes, doing new flavors. Like, we have 18 flavors.
Okay.
So we have to, you know, put them together, and we have to get dogs to try them to see if they're a great combo. And
right.
And we got a message from the urban market with Lisa. And so she messaged us and asked us if we wanted to do a market for her.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. I said, yeah, sounds good. When is it?
Yeah.
She said, in 2 days.
Oh, no.
So I was like,
you better get bacon.
2 days? Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
So we're the type that, yeah, let's do this. So got in the kitchen for 2 straight days, baked, 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 and packed, packed, packed. And
that's awesome.
Down we went.
Yeah.
And we did great that day. Like, yeah, we weren't expecting to do anything, but.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It was nice.
And you're obviously doing well enough that you feel you can pay for the rent in the corridor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So outside of the corridor, how can people find you?
We have our Wags and Whiskers Facebook page.
Okay.
So you can get us on there. And we also have our email. So it's wagsandwhiskers.shop@hotmail.com.
Okay.
We are starting a shopping page, but we don't have it finished yet. So okay. It's in process. Okay. Though. So
coming soon.
It's coming soon.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to have that up and running soon enough. But we're at all the markets, whatever market we have in town.
Yeah.
We're usually there. We're booked for the 25th of March. We're booked for April 1st at Father Turcot. We're booked for Father Bo.
On Father Bo.
Yeah, the 22nd.
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, on
Saturday.
Nice.
It's a small world. Like, once again, we didn't know, like, our children go to school together, but when you booked, we didn't know that each other was
doing. No, we didn't know each other.
This.
Yeah.
But my wife is the vice principal of Father Bo. So she's like, hey, tell her, just so it's not weird when she comes to Father Bo, that we've been communicating as well.
Oh, my goodness. That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Very small world. So, yeah, you guys hit up all the markets then.
We do. Yeah.
That's great.
We've actually brought some new products to the market.
Okay.
They just arrived this week. So we're pretty excited about them. They're an all natural product as well, which is what we want to keep with. That's our main focus is all natural for the animals.
Yeah.
We have some freeze-dried treats and some jerky treats in all different flavors. Flavors that we don't work with yet.
Yeah.
So like duck. We do some liver, but we don't venture out too far with liver.
Right.
Because it's a product that it's tougher to work with.
Right.
So we have to figure it out first.
Okay.
So right now we've partnered with a company and we're given permission to put them on the shelves and sell them.
Cool.
And yeah, we're excited. And we also do bully sticks. So some collagen bones.
Okay.
From beef.
Okay.
Cow's ears, pig's ears, chicken feet, things like that.
Okay.
So we've branched out to those items as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
So I got a personal question before this. Do you just like chilling with like random animal parts in your house now?
Yep. Yeah, I actually, my aunt, she called me and she's like, so what's up with this chicken feet? She's like, why are there chicken feet on your Facebook? I'm like, because we're selling chicken feet. And she said, does that not disgust you? I was like, no. I was like, whatever's best for these animals. I said, don't you give your animal bones from your roast for your steaks? You know, you give your animals whatever you have. Like, you give them the best of what you can have. And those items have good things in them for animals.
Sure.
So, like, the collagen, it's a great item for a dog to eat.
Yeah.
Would you like to try some chicken feet?
I try anything cooked the right way, but like
I think
it'd just be crazy to open your fridge and there'd just be like uncooked chicken and like feet and pig ear just chilling there, you know, next to your like milk.
Well, they're dried, so they're not next to my milk.
So you get them dried then.
I get them dried. Now, until we get another facility, we're hoping to go big.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get our own shop and be able to do all the meat dehydrating ourselves. Right now we do our treat dehydrating.
Right.
But we haven't come to animal dehydrating yet.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we're going out to another.
Yeah. Okay.
Another supplier. Yeah.
The dry stuff at home doesn't bother me. I thought you just had like loose, fresh chicken feet just chilling there. I was like, all right, you guys are in it.
We will be. That's gonna be a thing.
That's awesome. Well, listen. Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Max City Minute. But before we go to the Max City Minute, we're gonna throw it to a sponsor, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one special moment you had with an animal that stands out to you the most?
I would have to say the day my dog got attacked. So I had a small Bichon, and he was under 10 pounds. And I was outside with a friend, and she had a pit bull, which was about 90 pounds. And they were best friends. And two dogs came up on our property and attacked my dog. And this pit bull, which everybody always has a bad name for, they always say, you know, don't trust pit bulls. Mm-hmm. Well, this pit bull stood over my 10-pound dog with her two legs huffed up and her chest pounced out. Mm-hmm. And took these two dogs and threw them off of my dog and saved his life. And I think that is probably the most special moment of my life was that moment with my dog. Saved his life.
Question number two. When bringing your family out for a meal, what is your go-to place?
Oh, my go-to place? I would say Original Joe's.
Good answer indeed.
Yeah.
That place is the best.
It is.
Question number three. What is your favorite part of running an animal-based business in Fort McMurray?
Getting the photos and videos of them eating our treats.
No doubt.
It's probably the most monumental feeling. It's like a moment that they love it. We also make birthday cakes.
Yeah.
So seeing them sing to the dogs and eat the birthday cakes with the dogs is an amazing feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Killing this. Question number four. What is one food you enjoy the most when you want to treat yourself?
Sushi.
Okay.
Yeah.
What type of sushi?
I love sashimi. Okay. Just the fish. Love it. Nice. Yeah.
And your final question. What was your favorite moment from when you first moved your family to Fort McMurray?
The day I bought a house.
And those have been your five questions.
What part of Newfoundland are you from?
From a small town called Tilton.
I don't know where that is. What's that close to?
It is an hour outside of St. John's.
Okay.
So it's in the Bay Roberts area. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But
yes, I am.
Yeah. So it's just an hour. It's very small. It's less than 500 people.
Okay. Really small.
Yeah.
I was just in St. John's. When I say just, I don't know. I was there in November. Mm-hmm. I love St. John's.
Yeah, me too.
It's the best.
I love home. And I think that's why I like it here is because it's got that same feeling.
Yeah. Well, outside of St. John's, Fort McMurray has the highest population of Newfoundlanders anywhere in the world. Like even on the island.
They do.
There's not anymore.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with a guy yesterday at the barbershop. He's flying back today. He's going to Cornerbrook. And I was like he flies into Deer Lake, and then he goes to Cornerbrook. But I was just like, man, I got to say, like, and I've said it on the show numerous times, I'm like, I think Cornerbrook is the most beautiful part of, like, the world.
It is.
Like,
yeah,
I've been
beautiful.
Blessed to do a lot of traveling.
The mountains are absolutely
unbelievable.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Unbelievable
part.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
So I know the age of one of your children. What's the age range in them?
My son's 11 and my daughter, she's 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they are both born here in Fort McMurray then. So
no, my son, I went home for a visit.
Oh.
And I actually got stuck in Newfoundland. I wasn't allowed to fly.
Okay.
So I was in Newfoundland for 2 months before I had my son. And then we flew back after that.
That's awesome.
Yes. So my son was actually born in St. John's.
Right.
But my daughter was born here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is something else. So you were living here, but he still wasn't born here.
My husband was here. He had to fly back without me and leave me back home. And then so he came back, went back to work. And then when they thought that I was going to have my due date, they gave him the dates and he flew home.
Oh, goodness. I was just going to say, did you have to do that by yourself for your first child?
No,
he was with me. Oh, my goodness. That would have been brutal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, I have a lot more questions and we could talk for a lot longer.
We could.
That being said, Tanner just tapped his watch so that we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So I just want to say, you know, we are an all-natural dog treat business. We family grown, right? It's just something we love to do. So if you guys are in the market for something for your dog and you'd like to give them a little treat, you can either get a cake and say happy birthday, or you can pick up some treats and have them have some dehydrated treats or some chewy treats. Or you could even just come by and say, hey, we'd love to see you. Our Facebook page is Wags and Whiskers, and our email is wagsandwhiskers.shop@hotmail.com. And my phone number, if you want to text me, is 780-381-9075.
There we go. Awesome. Hello. I love the Hotmail.
That was a whole blue.
Yeah, you crushed that. Okay, well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.